quisiera que tú vivieras.
Mexico is weeping today for its legendary singer-songwriter Juan Gabriel, or Juanga, who died yesterday at 66 at his home in Santa Monica, California, of an apparent heart attack. Over four decades, he'd sold more than 100 million albums. Juanes, the superstar Latino singer, called him our Elvis. Juanga had just performed in Los Angeles last week. Beto Arcos hosts the podcast The Cosmic Barrio. He's also a frequent contributor to NPR and visited us recently to talk about Brazilian music. But Beto, to Juan Gabriel, what did he mean to you and the Latin American music industry?
Well, he was part of my soundtrack growing up in Mexico. I mean, my brother and my sister were huge fans. They would buy every record of his and learn all the songs. I mean, he was sort of a generation under me, but still, he was always around me. You know, he was very popular, and still very popular, and not just in Mexico. All over the Spanish-speaking world.
Right. Well, and we've talked about this, that there's something about these sort of elder statesmen, Latin singers, who all generations still embrace them. Let's hear a song from 1971, No Tengo Dinero, I Have No Money.
No tengo dinero, ni nada que dar. Lo único que tengo es amor para amar. Si así tú me quieres, te puedo querer. Pero si no puedes, ni modo que hacer.
And Beto, I'm thinking this comes from his own story. He's one of 10 children. His father was mentally ill. His mom had to give him up when he was 5, and he went to a children's home because she just couldn't afford to raise him. Tell us more about him.
He was born in Michoacán, in the central part of Mexico. Like you said, his mother, she moved the family to Juárez to work as a domestic worker. And there he ended up at this orphanage where he met a blind musician who essentially told him, listen, you are gifted. Do something with your music, with your songs. You know how to sing. Do it. And he pursued his, you know, this incredible gift and moved to Mexico City. And in 1971, he landed a recording contract with RCA at the age of 21. And this song was his very first huge hit. I mean, kind of overnight sensation. And basically, everything he wrote, every album he put out was a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, instantly. It was amazing.
Well, and I know you want us to hear another song from 1974. He took, by the way, the blind musician was Juan Contreras, and Juan Gabriel took his name and then his father's name, Gabriel, and became Juan Gabriel. And here's his 1974 hit, Se Me Olvido Otra Vez, I Forgot Again.
Probablemente ya de mí te has olvidado. Y mientras tanto yo te seguiré esperando.
Beto, why'd you pick this song?
Because this is his first sort of intro into ranchera, into mariachi. Remember, he recorded one or two albums of pop music, you know, ballads, if you will. But he also wanted to get into Mexico's, you know, most popular style, which is ranchera. And the moment he did that, bang, another hit, another huge hit. And now we should also remember here that, you know, the most important ranchera composer, José Alfredo Jiménez, after he died, Juan Gabriel was pretty much it. I mean, every time he wrote rancheras, he would either record him or someone else would record him, such as Rocío Dúrcal from Spain, who recorded albums and albums of rancheras, some of them with Juan Gabriel. They became hits overnight.
Beto Arcos, again, host of the podcast The Cosmic Barrio, helping us remember Juan Gabriel, who died with four albums just this past year, number one in the Billboard Latin charts, died at 66 this weekend. Beto, thank you so much.
Oh, such a pleasure.
Por eso aún estoy en el lugar de siempre, en la misma ciudad.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Y con la misma gente.